are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds,
because you know that the testing of faith develops perseverance.
Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete,
not lacking anything.
James, Jesus' half-brother, wrote these words. This is a most important lesson. Are you happy when you're having troubles?
No.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
It's really hard to see good when you're struggling and hurting. But as we learn and understand God's love for us, we can see that God will take care of us no matter what. Let's continue reading God's Word to learn more.
If any of you lacks wisdom, James writes,
he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault.
It will be given to him.
But when he asks, you must believe and not doubt.
Ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock. The door will be open. Ask and seek and knock. Ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock. The door will be open. Ask and seek and knock. If a son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, a snake? How much more will your Father in heaven give to those who ask in his name's sake?
Times in our lives, we learn very important lessons.
We can learn from our mistakes.
We can learn from our struggles.
We can learn from our pain.
Can you give some examples of lessons that you've learned in difficult times?
When Jonathan was in the hospital and we thought he had cancer, but he didn't. Mm-hmm. And we had a bunch of people, and it showed us how much people cared about us, because people were coming over and watching the rest of the kids while my parents were in the hospital and bringing us meals and stuff.
Yeah, I remember that time.
When I got a bad grade on my math test, I learned that I had to work harder, and the next test I got a good grade.
My soccer team didn't win the Nationals one year, but the next year we went out and played harder, and we won.
Okay, so that's all about perseverance, and that was my next question. What is perseverance? Emily?
It's when if something goes wrong, you just keep working. Instead of giving up if you get a bad grade, you work harder to get a good grade.
Okay, just like Morgan did, right? And Jonathan did with his soccer. He worked a little bit harder, and we work harder here at Karen and Kids, don't we? We persevere. What can we do to help us persevere through our struggles? Jonathan?
Pray.
Okay. Becca?
Trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe read the Bible.
Exactly. And there's more that we can read right here in James about our trials and how we get through them.
Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because he has stood the test. He will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
No matter what God has given us to deal with each day in our lives, we have a prize that is waiting for us in heaven, a prize that God has promised us. And what is that prize?
The crown of life.
And what is the crown of life, Emily?
Being able to go to heaven with Jesus and live there forever.
That's right. And God never said it was going to be easy. We are living in a sin-filled world filled with temptations. Here's what James writes about temptation.
When tempted, no one should say God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed.
Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin.
And sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death.
When we are tempted by Satan, we can put on God's armor and take our stand.
We have the Lord on our side.
Be strong.
Be strong.
In the Lord.
In the Lord.
In His mighty.
In His mighty.
His mighty power.
His mighty power.
Put on.
Put on.
The full armor of God.
The full armor of God.
Take your stand.
Take your stand.
Be strong.
What have you learned from this lesson today, Becca?
When we're tempted, we can use God's protection.
Okay. Jamie?
God is always there.
God never tempts us. Our temptations are from within us.
When something goes wrong, you need to just keep going and not stop.
Wonderful. Wonderful lessons that we've learned. Do you remember the story about the wise and foolish builders?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We did that story a while back. Where did the wise men build his house, Bryson?
On the rock.
Jesus is the rock.
Put your hope in Jesus.
Put your trust in Jesus.
The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. His house upon the rock. And the rains came, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat upon that house. And the rains came, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat upon that house. But the man was wise, so his house did not fall down. His house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. His house upon the sand. And the rains came, the streams rose, the wind blew and beat upon that house. And the rains came and the streams rose, the wind blew and beat upon that house. But the man was foolish, so his house came crashing down.
Now, I'm going to do something different for Karen and kids today. We have not done memory verses before, but you probably do them at school and at your church, don't you?
Yeah.
So we're going to have a Karen and kids memory verse. What do you think of that?
Sure.
And it's a good one. It's James 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom,
if any of you lacks wisdom,
he should ask God.
He should ask God.
Who gives generously to all.
Who gives generously to all.
Without finding fault.
Without finding fault.
And it will be given to him.
And it will be given to him.
Repeat these words over and over till you can remember them anytime.
They will strengthen you.
They will help you when times get hard.
Before we say goodbye today, we want to pray with you.
We can always turn to the Lord in prayer.
When we believe,
we have hope.
With God our Father, all things are possible.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for everything that you give us. It's easy to thank you for the good things and good times in our lives. Help us to be able to thank you when things don't go our way, when we struggle, when we hurt. You teach us through those times too. We want to be joyful and content with whatever you give us. Give us the strength to overcome temptations, to ask you for help, and to stand firm in your truth. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Now don't forget, share this message with someone you know.
You can read more about this lesson in your Bible.
James chapter 1.
Write to us if you want and share a lesson that God has put on your heart.
We want to hear from you.
Don't be shy. Here's our address, Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
You can call us at 1-800-527-5522.
Sometimes we are not in the studio, so you can just leave a message and someone will return your call.
And remember,
James 1:5,
if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. See you next time!
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.